We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular
presents
Double Feature.
Tonight's double feature sleepy time tales are The Fly Piper and Firefly and Glowworm Light Up the Night. It's a special sleepy time tale double feature. Tonight, we will listen to two spectacular stories about some buzzworthy insects. Our first story is called The Fly Piper. In this tale, we will visit the town of Soupville. While the villagers are happily slurping their soup, a bunch of flies move in and start bugging everyone. I wonder if someone can help lead the flies away from the village. Let's begin our first fly tale now. The Fly Piper. Once upon a time, there was an old village on a hill called Soupville that was famous for its delicious soup. Farmers would grow yummy vegetables, and the town chefs would create soup masterpieces. The bakers would bake little buns and rolls to go along with the stews, chilies, and chowders. All of the villagers would slurp every last sip of soup until their bellies were full and happy.
Yummy!
Then, one day, a little fly flew into town. The fly decided that it wanted to taste some delicious soup, too.
That looks pretty tasty.
It flew into a bowl of corn chowder just before a little old lady was about to take a sip off her spoon.
Ew! Yuck! There's a fly in my soup!
The little old lady was disgusted and refused to take another bite.
Suit yourself, more soup for me,
said the happy fly. The little fly filled its belly full of chowder.
A fly could really get used to a place like this. Maybe I should call up all my fly friends and family and have them fly over to Soupville too.
The little fly grabbed its fly phone and dialed up every fly in the county.
Hello?
Come one, come all to Soupville. There's so much soup here you can swim in it. It's sure to be a super fly time.
Hooray!
Let's go!
Fly after fly flew into Soupville. Soon they were invading every bowl of soup.
Yikes!
Yum! This stew is stupendous! Well, this gumbo is yumbo!
You can't beat this board!
Meanwhile, the people of Soupville were disgusted and revolted by all of these flies buzzing around their soup. They tried shooing the flies away, but to no avail.
Shoo, fly, don't bother me!
Shoo, fly, don't bother me!
Shoot fly, don't bother me. Shoot fly, don't bother me. Fly away and leave my soup be.
Shoo!
All the villagers in Soupville feared that their fly-free soup-eating days were over.
Whatever will we do?
Just then, the village piper came skipping along the cobblestone path, playing a tune on the pipe. As the piper played and skipped, the fly stopped slurping on soup and began to follow behind.
Say, that's not a bad tune. I think it's pretty fly.
A few of the flies hummed and buzzed along with the music and followed the village piper down the street.
Would you look at that? That young piper might be able to lead all of the flies out of Soupville for good.
But how can we be sure the flies won't return?
We'll just have to set up some kind of a fly trap and lead them to a place more appealing than Soupville.
The farmers, bakers, and chefs all had a secret meeting with the village piper, and together they hatched a brilliant idea. The next day in Soupville, the flies eagerly buzzed in the air, waiting for hot soup to be ladled into bowls.
Where's the soup? I'm starving!
At that very moment, the young piper strolled by.
You flies, come follow me. You flies, come follow me. You flies, come follow me. For I am a special treat for thee.
Haha, let's go. What kind of treat?
I hope it's tasty.
Yeah, I want some yummy grub.
The flies flew close behind the piper, and they were led out of the village to a nearby compost field. Here they found piles and piles of fruit and vegetable scraps.
What a treasure trove!
We're gonna eat like fly kings and queens!
The flies danced around the compost piles with glee and filled their bellies. The piper strolled back into the village victoriously. There was a soup celebration to honor the fly piper who led all the flies away from Soupville. Now the villagers could merrily enjoy their soup fly free.
Yummy!
For our second feature, we will hear about a glowing friendship between a little firefly and a tiny glowworm. Let's begin our second story now. Firefly and glowworm light up the night. Firefly and glowworm are the best of friends. Both of the creatures have special glowing powers. They love to play together in the dark. Tonight, Firefly and Glowworm begin their nightly adventure in a moonlit meadow. The little firefly flashes its light and flies away. Glowworm climbs up a long blade of grass. The grass bends back and then it launches the glowworm into the air. Glowworm flings and springs across the meadow, following the flickering light of the firefly. Zigging and zagging across the open meadow, the two friends glow and giggle. Then, Glowworm spots something. It rapidly blinks its light, sending a signal to Firefly that says, "Follow me!" Glowworm leads Firefly into a cave. The two friends love to explore new places. Firefly shines its light bright to illuminate ancient cave drawings. glowworm bounces off the wall with excitement, making a loud echo. They reach the end of the cave and find themselves in a forest of whispering willow trees. The magical trees whisper bedtime stories and hum lyrical lullabies. Firefly flies up to the highest branch of a welcoming willow. Glowworm climbs up the tree inch by inch till it reaches as high as the little firefly. They swing together from branch to branch. Every twig and leaf that the firefly and glowworm touch begins to light up. Soon the entire willow tree is shimmering and shining with lovely glowing light. The happy willow tree sways and hums a little tune.
Shine, little firefly, shimmer, shimmer, glow, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Through the meadow they will wander, willow tree and moon lake yonder. Shine, little firefly, shimmer, shimmer, glow.
Glowworm and Firefly giggle and say goodbye to the whispering willow forest. Together, they make their way to a crystal clear lake. The moonlight dazzles over the water. Little Firefly finds the perfect leaf to make a tiny boat for the two friends. The glowworm spins its tail in the water to propel the little leaf boat across the crystal lake. Firefly uses its glowing light as a beacon to guide the boat safely across the water. On the lake shore, they find a little patch of moss. It's the perfect spot for bedtime. Then the little firefly and the tiny glowworm turn off their light and go to sleep. The end. Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. I hope you enjoyed tonight's double feature presentation. If you want to support this show, you can help by telling a friend about Story Spectacular. Show a friend all the fun ways you can listen to this family-friendly podcast. Subscribe on Spotify, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen. Help us get the word out so that even more friends can tune in to Sleepy Time Tales too.
Sleepy Time Tales.